Dit is Amsterdam FM.
Ja, en ik ga bellen met Tanja van het Blauwe Theehuis in het Vondelpark. Deze maand, de hele maand mei, hebben ze namelijk een gastkok. Het thema is Caribisch, omdat ze vinden dat in Amsterdam nog weinig plek hebben voor echt Caribisch eten. En Tanja is Engels, dus vanaf nu ga ik Engels praten. Tanja, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Fine, thank you for joining me in my show today. The Blauwe Theehuis, Caribbean food. What can you tell me about it? What are you going to do?
Well, I think we have the perfect recipe for a great May. Every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so every weekend, Marnetta, who is a Caribbean lady originally from the UK, is cooking up an amazing barbecue, particularly her jerk chicken, which is a Jamaican dish.
All right.
With rice and peas and as well as burgers. So we're really excited about that because it's really difficult to get Caribbean food in Amsterdam. I think at the moment this is the only place to do it. And Marnetta has been cooking for 10 years and she's perfected the recipe. And it's just, and also I think the Blauwe Theehuis is just a great place on a sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
We are there rain or shine. So, yeah, and it's been going really well. It's already 2 weekends in and another 3 weekends to go. So we're just,
Right. Wow, yeah.
We
but
have an opportunity.
Yeah, nice. But you told me there's, like, no other restaurant or bar or whatever you can eat, like, proper Caribbean food?
Not that I know of.
Okay, wow.
No, which is the reason that I am, you know, personally got involved with this project.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked together with Marnetta. And she's from Harlem. She actually lives in Harlem. And she has previously cooked at the Appelsap Festival as well as at Café Strauch.
Yeah.
Sort of as a pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the longest term that she's had there. And there used to be a Jamaican restaurant, I think a year ago or 2 years ago, it's called Rose's Place.
Okay, wow.
And as far as we are concerned, we don't know a place. I think there's one opening up in Bosan Lomar. But there's a lot of enthusiasm from the expat community, but as well as a lot of Dutch people that we've seen at that tea house.
Yeah, so because you said it before, 2 weekends open now. What are the reactions?
Oh, fantastic. People are really amazed by the chicken. And we serve quite a lot of chicken
mm-hmm.
so far. And so far so good.
Okay, wow.
And people are coming back, and it's really nice to get really good feedback. We already know it's a good recipe.
Yeah, of course.
But it's just more to have more people try it, and of course, Blauwe Theehuis has a lot of really nice, sunny spaces to sit and enjoy, so.
Yeah. Do you think people from Amsterdam are open to Caribbean flavors?
Yes. More than you would think. So, we also serve a burger, of course, on the menu, which is done in a Caribbean style. But we noticed that more people actually order the jerk chicken than the burger.
All right.
Which tells us that they're really excited to try it. And then, of course, when people are really happy, they tell their friends. And I think the recipe is unique. So no, the feedback has been really positive. I have to say, I think Marnetta has scaled down on the spiciness, the actual heat of the chicken. But so far, what I've heard is that people actually expect it to be spicier and want it to be spicier.
Okay.
And so that's also very surprising.
More Madame Jeanette.
Yes, exactly. So I think we are ready to serve a spicier barbecue sauce on the side, so
right.
Make your own decision.
So,
yes.
But like this month, May is Caribbean style. Are you going to do other teams as well?
Yeah. So the plan is, I mean, I think the Blauwe Theehuis is really forward thinking in allowing different chefs. So every month, they have a new interesting chef cooking every weekend.
All right.
There's going to be someone else in June and July. You can check the website of the Blauwe Theehuis for information on what's upcoming.
Yes.
And there's also a lot of events like quizzes going on upstairs and lots of parties. So it's a really fun place, I have to say. And as far as we are concerned, you can get more information on Marnetta's website, which is www.marnettas.com. And when we finish at the Blau Tea House, we're going to move to another sunny location. So still to be.
Okay, so it's kind of like a pop-up thing.
Yes.
Right, and the menu for June? Do you know already? Can you tell us a little bit about it already? Or
not yet, no.
Okay, so it's a surprise.
You'll have to check the website or Facebook, yes.
Okay, well, we'll do. Thank you very much, Tanya. And of course, I'm going to drop by and eat your delicious chicken.
Yes, please.
You made me very hungry. I haven't eaten yet, so...
I know, it's lunchtime.
Yeah, so, man.
Your timing
I'm dying right now. Thank you.
If you don't come, I bring you some. Uh-huh, I know you're busy.
Nice. Okay, thank you very much, Tanya. And enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. En wil je inderdaad meer informatie? Kijk dan even naar de website van de Blauwe Theehuis in het Vondelpark.